Me congratulate you on assuming the duties of the chair of the second preparatory committee meeting of the 2020 NPT review conference. Lithuanian delegation stands ready to support you in achieving good results in this session and wishes success to the Polish chairmanship. Lithuania fully aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. While sharing its entire content, we would like to stress particularly the points made therein with regard to the critical importance of the NPT, the necessity to preserve the integrity of the INF Treaty, the need for return of the DPRK to full compliance with the NPT and associated treaties, the condemnation of the weapons of mass destruction used in Syria, and to the positive assessment of the JCPOA on Iran. We would like to add a few more points in our national capacity. We underscore the necessity to make progress towards full implementation of Article 6 and progressive reductions of both strategic and non-strategic arsenals of deployed and non-deployed nuclear weapons. We anticipate the nuclear weapon states to exercise leadership in this regard and non-nuclear weapon states to comply with their treaty obligations and International Atomic Energy Agency safeguards agreements, and strive to reinforce the treaty's non-proliferation regime. As a NATO member, Lithuania stands behind the core principle of NATO's nuclear posture that all nuclear weapon states of the alliance maintain full control and custody of the nuclear forces. NATO's nuclear arrangements were already in place and part of the acquis of the treaty when the NPT was negotiated and entered into force, with the primary intent to prevent further spread of nuclear weapons and to preserve peace. We observe with regret that the circumstances for achieving disarmament without compromising security and international stability are not favorable today. We continue to support an operable protocol to nuclear disarmament via a continuous practical systematic approach within the existing framework of complementary treaties, institutions, and commitments in support of achieving and maintaining a world without nuclear weapons. The fragility of the current geopolitical environment requires us to stay realistic. Therefore, we seriously doubt that delegitimization of nuclear weapons would contribute to global security, stability, and overall disarmament objectives. Lithuania recognizes the value many states place on access to the benefits of peaceful nuclear energy and support the right of state parties to develop it within a framework that reduces proliferation risk and adheres to the international safeguard standards. Nuclear security cannot be upheld in isolation from nuclear safety, and both must be dealt with in a coordinated and consistent manner. Consistency with IAEA safety standards, transparency, respect for reasoned interests of the neighboring countries and international law, alongside advanced safety culture, are of key importance in this regard. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Lithuania.